Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome back to Divorce Coaches Academy. I am Tracy, and I am today joined by a very special guest, Nada Hariri, our newest director of leadership and development for the Arabian Gulf. We are just growing and expanding and are super excited to have you with us today, Nada.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much. Same here. I'm so happy being with you.
Hey, we are too. So for those of you that are not familiar with Nada and how amazing she is the first certified divorce coach in Saudi Arabia and has worked with hundreds of Arab clients all over the Gulf area. She is an experienced coach, group facilitator, mentor, and presenter. Nada is currently, because she doesn't have enough to do, studying for her master's in family counseling, and her second book, Divorce and Peace, is the first in-depth divorce guidance written in Arabic. Revolutionary, Nada. You are revolutionary over there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tracy. That's why I feel I'm aligned with DCA, because it's revolutionary as well.
Yes. So Nada, can you start and tell our listeners a little bit about you? I gave a brief background, but what have you been doing up over there in the Arabian Gulf as a certified divorce coach? Because divorce is a very, very different experience over by than what we traditionally know in the Western world.
Yes. Okay, so let me start with that I'm from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and I'm a mother of four children and a stepmom of two. All of them are boys.
Boy mom.
Yeah. And as you said, I've been certified as a CDC divorce coach since 2018. So I was the first, the first Arabic divorce coach in the area and in the region. Since then, I have been doing this actually for a living, not just for a living, but as a life purpose and as a mission actually to transform divorce in my region. So I'm doing one-to-one sessions, holding support group for divorcee men and women, and those ideas about support group and mixing people talking about such a sensitive topic was a little bit taboo or something new for people here, but it was surprising how they've just loved it and how they participate warmly in those sessions. And of course, I did facilitate lots of workshops, some of them to prepare people who consider divorce, just to let them know what to expect, how to behave, or rather respond to changes that coming their way.
Yeah.
Going through divorce. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we talk about the Arabian Gulf, I think for some of our listeners who might be over in this neck of the woods, what does that comprise of? Where is the Arabian Gulf?
Arabian Gulf, actually, the countries that being on the Gulf shore of the, I think they called it the Arabian Gulf. Some of them called it Persian Gulf in the map. So you could be confused, which is it Arabian Gulf or Persian Gulf? So some of the maps say this and some of the maps says that, but actually the main seven countries, Saudi Arabia is the biggest, and Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab of Emirates, and Oman, and Iraq, actually. Those were the seven, and Yemen as well. Yemen is not on the map on the Arabian Gulf, but it's within the area. So it's part of the Middle East where the culture is a little bit similar to each other. So there are much more similarity in our countries than other Arab words. Of course, there are similarity in the language and the religion with the other countries like Egypt, Jordan, Palestine, and Syria, and Lebanon, and all of that. But the Gulf area has just, you know, has a union, like similar, idioms with the language and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So also divorce, you kind of mentioned it, right? It perhaps was a bit of a taboo subject in that neck of the world, but not unheard of, right? People do get divorced in the Arabian Gulf. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about, I know it's a much longer conversation, but a little bit about divorce in the Arabian Gulf?
So divorce is a huge part, actually, of our society. We cannot deny it or act as if it's not impacting us or our children or our wellness and mental health. So it happens. As I said, it happens every day. And having more specialties and more certified coaches in my mind would lead to the stability and tranquility that any family would seek in the middle of divorce hassle and drama. We know that people don't act with their best self during divorce, and that happens everywhere, actually.
Everywhere. That's universal.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Definitely. I can see that, you know, divorce is hitting the depth of their being, affecting their stability. So I just feel that if they're going through it on their own, they're most likely carrying their wounds, fears, and losses heavily in their hearts. And that would definitely impact their decisions and the future of their children and so many aspects of their lives. So, and that's what I've been seeing, actually, out of courts, in the media, word of mouth out of peoples when they talk about divorce stories in their family. It's ugly. It's always ugly, even though that it's legitimate and it's allowed religiously. Still, people don't like the D word. You know, they don't like divorce. They feel it's something that, like, you know, broken homes, not having a stable family, and all of that.
Yeah. There's always an entrenchment of enculturation and religious aspects and how we perceive and receive divorce, how people engage in it. Very much so in the Arabian Gulf, right? Yes. I mean, it's the religion and the legal process are somewhat directly connected.
Yes, because it's based on the religion, on the Sharia law. Yeah, all the law practice.
Yeah. So you talked about conflict, right? That conflict is sort of this high emotional, right? The struggle in both the acceptance and the process of divorce. So there is a need for divorce coaches over in the Arabian Gulf.
Yes. That need is really massive.
Yeah. So you can't be the only one, Nada.
No, I can't cover all the region or all the area, of course. And we really need to certify more people to do that job.
Yeah. So why, can you tell us more why you believe it's essential for divorce coaches in the Arabian Gulf to be trained as ADR practitioners? That's our focus over at Divorce Coaches Academy, right? Not only the supporting the emotional process of divorce, but really bringing down the heat, minimizing that conflict for families so that they can transition as positively as possible.
Yes. You know, let's tell especially the Arab audience about the ADR. What does it mean? So it's ADR. It's the alternative dispute resolution. So this is the basic and the foundation of this program. And the DCA training has been developed by divorce and conflict resolution professional for results and credibility. And what I like actually about this program is how it focuses on conflict resolution skills. Of course, divorce and conflict are coming like a package. So they just come together no matter how you're trying to avoid it. Conflict is there. There's no divorce without a conflict. So this practice actually is going to help families to reduce the stress and communicate their needs better between them. It might even help them to avoid the unnecessary cost and stress of litigation. You know, because we believe that emotional management and conflict resolution skills can be learned.
Yes, they can.
Yes, yes. So the outcome of our coaching is just going to be focusing on the individual transformation, which can lead to a content and a happy family. And that's what I really like about this training and the outcome of it.
Yeah. And it's really an alignment, right? Your book, Divorce and Peace, we talk about peace is not the elimination of conflict. It's the effective, efficient management of the conflict, right? Yes. Conflict is part of all relationships. So, so your book, right? This first in-depth divorce guidance written in Arabic, how is it received?
It received nicely, actually. And the thing is, it talks about, as you said, conflict is not something that we need to avoid. It's something that we need to know how to deal with it because it's going to be there. And when we talk about peace and how to do divorce peacefully, it doesn't mean that we will not have any kind of conflict. No, we will get some kind of conflict, but we will know how to deal with it, how to communicate, how to find a middle area where we can all be happy with the results.
Yeah. What is the support like over? I mean, I know we're trying to, the work that you've done with us at Divorce Coaches Academy, so we can be specifically training more ADR-focused divorce coaches in the Arabian Gulf. What support do people have going through divorce in Saudi have or less known, you know, well, areas such as Kuwait that you mentioned?
So, you know, Tracy, as we talked earlier, that the need for divorce professional is really huge because, or let me say, according to the high rates of divorce in the region, yet there were not any specified training on divorce itself. Mm-hmm. And even if we take that training abroad, unfortunately, it's not customized for us rather than considering any cultural sensitivity. So there are not much of support in the area. There are definitely the psychologists, the therapists, the family counselor, but to be specified in divorce and knowing deeply about this area, that's what I really lacked in the society. So here were why I'm so enthusiastic about Divorce Coaches Academy, because this training is mixing the ADR and the conflict resolution strategies that you developed. And then you invited me to add my input in a way that understand the practice of our Sharia law. So, you know, we all know that divorce difficulties are similar all over the world regarding emotional pain and uncomfortable social adjustments. But when it comes to legitimate and financial outcomes, it's different. It's different here.
Yeah. I learned so much from your curriculum that you helped adapt and specify for training over in the Arabian Gulf. I mean, I was astounded to see some of this stuff, right? Yeah. Just how financial matters are handled, like child support, right? Yeah. Where it actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I was a good student or not, the wife's responsibility, right? The wife's family to pay back some of the, to take care of the wife, if they can. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. If the wife has been divorced, so it's the responsibility getting back to her dad financially. So yeah. it's not her ex to yeah. support her financially anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really happy that our region is having that, you know, combination of customized curriculum with a professional and international standard that's coming out of DCA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's so relevant for us, right? It's what makes DCA a truly international program, right? With the recognition that there are a lot of similarities. There's a lot of commonalities that yes. people experience emotionally, spiritually, you know, socially in divorce. But we also know that it is still very much in different areas, a legal process, a religious tied to a legal process, in yes. which individuals who are training in that area specifically be able to support individuals in being educated about that process. And that's what you've done for us, and taking those sort of universal concepts in the curriculum at Divorce Coaches Academy and our certification for ADR divorce coaches and customized it for individuals training in your area. So what would you say if we're reaching out and speaking to individuals in your neck of the woods, right? Why should they be doing this? Why should they go get trained in and becoming a divorce coach, an ADR specifically trained divorce coach in the Arabian Gulf? Yeah.
First of all, that the need is really huge for divorce specialists in the area. And the other thing, that if you're going to take that training, so it's better to be done customized for the needs that we have here. And that's exactly what's going to be happened through DCA trainings or certificates program, because it understands all the values, all the process and everything that related to divorce in the region. Plus, it's really amazing when it comes to conflict and how to handle that and how to help clients go through all the, you know, phases before, through, and after divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a need.
Yes. Huge need, actually. There's a massive need. Actually, anyone can go through divorce and could be able to transform this experience or this, the dilemma that they went through it and come out of it better for their life. Stronger, more independent, know how to parent better than before. That would be the cause, actually. That would be the outcome that we need to see it out of divorcee family, because divorcee families are still part of the society.
Yeah, they don't go away.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And they need to just believe that they're not doing something wrong or something that they might feel they're less or inferior than others. No, they still can be an amazing parents. They can be amazing citizens and do lots of nice things, even though they went through divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're sort of, you're being a disruptor, if you will, right? You're sort of saying, although culturally, maybe there was a time in which it was taboo, that it's becoming, I don't want to say normalized, but being able to be accepted with the appropriate support, right?
Yes,
support
exactly.
Support is so essential.
Yes. Divorce won't be normal, I guess, anywhere in the world, because divorce is not something, you know, applicable or something that anyone would like to go through with, unless it's the solution for a very bad marriage.
Yes. Yeah. An unhealthy marriage, right?
Yes.
Where kids aren't thriving, right? Which impacts everybody. Again, another universal concept.
Yes. Yes.
So we are launching our Arabian Gulf Divorce Coaches Academy certification. Our next cohort begins on April 14th, where Nada will be taking the lead and spearheading this initiative with us at Divorce Coaches Academy for true global leadership, right?
Yes.
So we are speaking to people. Nada, you're having an opportunity to share this training with individuals over there to support families. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have you as part of our team. And really, again, bringing this to the Arabian Gulf.
Yes. Thank you so much.
More people trained. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mita, I'm looking forward, actually, to the first cohort, first people who are going to be certified under this program. And thanks for the opportunity, Tracy.
Yeah, thanks. We are super excited to have you. And if you're listening over in the Arabian Gulf and you're interested in learning more about this training, please reach out to us at DCA at Divorce Coaches Academy or visit us at divorcecoachesacademy.com. And there you can find information about Nada and you can set up an individual meeting with Nada to learn more about the program and to apply and to be part of this revolution in expanding these amazing skills for families worldwide. So Nada, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks.
All right. For our listeners, thank you again for joining us. And we look forward to you coming back and hearing something more and exciting and our efforts to advocate for the professional practice of divorce coaching worldwide. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.